This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Diana O'Carroll and with Dave Ansell, answering all your science questions. And we've actually got Tom on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. Where are you?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Ah, I bet it's warm there.
92 so far, and it's about 10:45 in the morning.
Oh, so what are you hoping for? 130 today or something like that?
No, it's only supposed to get up to 100. It's a dry heat. it's a dry heat.
Well, talking of things that are the opposite of hot, very cold, you have a cold-inspired question for Dave.
Yes, I do. I put a bottle of Dasana purified water in there in my freezer, and it was like 16.9 ounces. It sat in the freezer for about 2 hours, and when I took it out, it was liquid. And I set it on the table, and this was in my garage, and within about 20 seconds, you could see it freeze from the top of the bottle down. Never seen that happen before. What could possibly cause that?
Okay, it's a beautiful effect. It's called supersaturation, or super cooling a liquid. What's going on is that 0 degrees centigrade is just the temperature below which water is more stable as a solid than as a liquid. That doesn't mean you can't cool water below 0 degrees centigrade, and that's because forming a very, very small crystal is actually takes quite a lot of energy, and it's quite unstable. So if water's below, it could be down -3, you can actually super cool water maybe down to about -20 degrees centigrade. If it's below zero, every time a little tiny crystal starts to form, it just kind of gets knocked apart, and so there's no small crystals there, and so there's nowhere that the ice crystals can grow from, and the whole thing can freeze. But if somewhere you get a crystal which is bigger than a certain critical size, it's stable. It's much more stable for that crystal to grow and grow and grow, and so you tend to get a few very small crystals spreading out, and the whole thing freezes very, very quickly. Because it's below zero, and you get that effect. It also works beautifully with sodium acetate, and there are hand warmers based on this principle. You heat them up, it basically melts the liquid inside. You cool them down again, you flick a little clicky thing, and that releases some crystals, which causes the whole thing to crystallise, and this, of course, releases lots of heat, which warms your hands nicely.
Dave, thank you very much.